Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about slowing down, opening our ears and our hearts and our minds to God's Word. Allow it to come into us, that it may shape us and mold us and renew us, so that we go forth as God's people. I pray that as you listen to this, you would hear God's word and allow it to come into your life and speak to you anew this day. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God of glory, your Son, Jesus Christ, suffered for us and ascended to your right hand. Unite us with Christ and with each other in suffering and in joy, that all the world may be drawn into your bountiful presence through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The second reading that's appointed for this day comes from the letter of 1 Peter, chapters 4 and 5. The author writes, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's suffering, so that you may be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are revived for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourself. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith. For you know that your brothers and sisters and all the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen." As I read through this passage, the line that jumped out at me was verse 7. "Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." In our world today, I feel like at times the anxiety in our world continually grows. And there are many who are impacted by anxiety. And sometimes as we hear this, it sounds so simple. And some people, I'm probably one of them, can do this with ease. Cast your anxiety on him. Let it go. Some of us are able to do that. The reality is, a lot of people cannot. And even if you struggle with anxiety, part of what you need to hear is that just because you struggle with anxiety doesn't mean that you are not faithful. There's not a sense in the scriptures that it's like, well, those who don't struggle with anxiety are more religious than others. I think part of it is just kind of how we're made. The question becomes, how do we live with the anxiety? How do we take all that stuff that sometimes comes upon us? And at times it seems like the world caves down upon us. Whether it's family stuff, whether it's school, whether it's job, there can be all kinds of stuff. And what this proclaims and what this is attempting to get at is this simple fact. In your anxiety, in your stress, in the persecution, and whatever is going on in our suffering, we are not alone. The gospel, the good news, proclaims that Jesus is with us always. In this season of Easter, part of what we proclaim, and it's easy to not necessarily think about it as we go on through these Sundays of Easter. We hear of the resurrected Christ on Easter morning. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. The next week we hear Jesus appearing to the disciples without Thomas in the upper room, and then he appears to Thomas. Part of the whole season of Easter is to be reminded that the tomb is empty. The cross did not hold Jesus, and he is alive and with us always. He's resurrected so that his presence continually is with us. In the Gospel of John, Jesus talks about going away so he can send another, the Advocate. In Greek, the word is paraclete, which means literally the one who walks alongside of us. And that's what the good news proclaims. That amidst everything, no matter what we're going through, no matter how dark the world seems, Christ is present. Sometimes we may have to squint in order to see it. Sometimes we're really not sure. But the hope and the promise of the Word is that even when we cannot perceive it, Christ is present in our midst. And he is with us always. He's always willing to take whatever it is that burdens us and say, "Here, I will carry it." The difficulty becomes, do we allow all that weighs us down? Do we give it to Jesus? Or do we feel that we continually need to carry it ourselves? And what does that look like for us? I wish it was as easy as for me to say, here are the three steps that you take to unload your anxiety and burdens to Jesus. Because it's not that simple. And the reality is it looks different for everyone. Some simply pray, "Lord, take this from me." And they're able to let it go. And if that's you, praise be to God. Others need maybe medicine, therapy, whatever it is that helps you to deal with whatever it is that's weighing you down. That's what you need to do to pursue it. To know that you are not in this alone. And that Jesus loves you and cares for you. To say, "Here, I will take it." And for us to be able to figure out what that looks like. For us to place it upon him. Jesus is always there. Always willing. Always able. Always wanting to do that. And for us to be able to allow him to carry it. I think of a poem, and for a while I think it got overused a whole lot. And some people don't like it because it can be kind of smoltzy. But I think there's a powerful message in it. And it's the story of the footprints in the sand. And this verse to me is encapsulated in that, right? The person looking back on their life as they're on the beach. And what they see is, at times, there were two sets of footprints in the sand, and others, there was one. And the person kind of says to Jesus, "Why is it that when I struggled, you abandoned me? For when I had great anxiety, when I was in greatest need, that's when there was only one set of footprints in the sand." And Jesus responds, and he says, "No, for that's where I carried you." And how is it that we can see at those times Jesus comes to us and really and truly is the one carrying us through all those times? And then to help others to see that and know that they are not alone. 1 Peter begins the whole message with a sense of identity, that we are a chosen priesthood, living stones, that we are God's people. And part of what that means is Jesus is with us always, through the good and definitely through the bad, through the difficult times, through those valleys. Just like it says in the 23rd Psalm, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." In those valleys, God carries us and is with us. As he says to us, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for us." Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and mighty God, under whose strong hand we live and move, grant us humility in the midst of our struggles and courage in the face of trial. When we are tempted to be surprised by suffering, remind us that we share in the sufferings of Christ. When anxieties weigh heavy upon us, teach us to cast them fully upon you, trusting in your steadfast care. Guard us against the schemes of the evil one and strengthen us to stand firm in faith, knowing that you are not alone, knowing that we are not alone, but joined with your people across time and place. And after we have endured for a little while, restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish us through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.